It's been in our family since 1906. It was my great-grandfather's farm. So my grandfather grew up here on the farm, my dad grew up on the farm, and I grew up on the farm. Old Oak Family Farm is a 280-acre diversified family farm. We probably grow at least 50 to 60 different varieties of vegetables and different fruits. I typically kind of manage more of the vegetable side of the farm. My dad works a lot with the cattle and working on more of the row crops. Our cattle are completely grass-fed. We grow oats as a cover crop, and we also grow alfalfa. And so the oats and the alfalfa serve to be food for our cattle in the winter. We sell our produce and our meat that we have on our farm in a lot of different ways. Some of it's just word of mouth. We also have a CSA program, Community Supported Agriculture, in which people subscribe to our farm and get a box of produce for 20 weeks during the growing season. Basically, we're their farmer for the summer. We're growing their food that they eat. It's a great model, not only, I think, for customers, but as a farmer, it's nice to be able to know what kind of sales we're going to have at the beginning of the growing season. And that's part of the CSA model, is where our customers pay us up front for the year, and in turn we're able to buy our seeds. We grow some of our seeds in a greenhouse. We start them early, and they grow into what we call transplants. We start planting kind of based on how the season's looking. We're pretty sensitive to that traditional last frost-free date in Wisconsin. This year was an early, really warm spring, so we were able to get in an early batch of potatoes, an early batch of radishes and peas. We harvest basically until things are completely frozen. This last year, I was actually harvesting spinach and lettuce on December 4th. So that's the latest that we've ever still been able to harvest things out of our garden. We have a lot of different pests at different times of year that we deal with. We try to rotate our crops so that we don't have as many pest problems. Flea beetles are a major problem in early spring. Cucumber beetles are another issue that we have. The Colorado potato beetles is a pest that everybody deals with to some extent. They can be a major problem for your potato crop, and they completely can defoliate the leaves of the potato, which causes a lot of stress to the potato plant itself and can even kill it. Typically, the way we get rid of those is just to smush them, and that can be a joy in itself because they have yellow insides and they squirt everywhere. I think raising a child on a farm is a really neat thing, because they learn that food comes from the farm. You know, Owen understands that raspberries come from the bushes in the field, and broccoli grows above ground. He understands carrots grow below ground. And for me, it's really important for my son to understand where his food comes from. You know, it's all about the big picture ecosystem. You know, I'm keeping our farm healthy by being organic. I'm keeping our land healthy, but I'm also helping keep people healthy.